This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Now, something completely different.
Smoke medical.
Weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic, be the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in your system.
This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you. For the next hour, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. H-O-P-P-E is how you spell my last name. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We have so much to get into. The power is now on at both of my places, my friend's house that I was staying at and my apartment. I will never, ever take electricity ever for granted again. Hurricane Milton, you little nerd. You totally, and I mean you totally, made me the most humble person of all time. I think it humbled the Tampa Bay area a little bit. There were these rumors that if there were bones digged up, there's like an ancient burial ground in Ybor City. Ybor City is kind of like the party version of Tampa, similar to New Orleans, Bourbon Street. And the rumor was that there was like there was ancient burial grounds that were keeping Tampa Bay from, you know, exploding and having the hurricane. And then all of a sudden the hurricane happens and it's like, well, the whole ancient burial ground is like believing in God. It's fiction. I mean, everybody around here was believing that rumor. Everybody was like, oh my God, the burial grounds are keeping us safe. And then the hurricane happens and you're like, yeah, that's all fiction. But I got a lot of messages the past few days recording Hoppy Hour. It's been crazy. I remember 6 months ago, I couldn't get any messages. And all of a sudden, kind of do the show my way by myself. And I'm not going to brag. But I hate when radio shows brag about how many listeners they have. So I'm not going to do that. But I did get a lot of messages overnight.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. I did a video last week, and I'm pretty sure Travis Kelce's ex, Kayla Nicole, knows who the hell I am. She blocked me on all social media and all the things I said about her in the interview she did with Angel Reese. Everything she said about herself is what I said, so I really think my opinion resonated with her. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I got 22 comments about Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and Kayla Nicole. And now, for example, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm not going to read all 24, but I will read the one that says, Taylor is no plain Jane, you idiot. Because I said that Kayla Nicole was better looking than Taylor Swift, but a piece of chicken from KFC has more meat on their bones. There's really nothing I find attractive about Taylor Swift. All the heterosexual girls who think that she's attractive, you're fans of her. You wouldn't have sex with her. Next comment. How dare you make fun of Kayla Nicole? She's more talented and better than you'll ever be. That is the go-to line for all the haters out there, is to go, this person you're talking about is better than you. Yes, Kayla Nicole is better at being a girlfriend, because I'm not a girl, and Travis Kelce is better than me at basketball and football. Oh, yeah. But I woke up to this comment in Hoppy's inbox. So I guess this morning I got talked about on morning radio, and it was at my old job, and I get one from this girl. I'm pretty sure she did OnlyFans and like had her account deleted. You know those girls that like, because they're cute, they think they should do OnlyFans, but then they kind of do it and they make a little bit of money, but then pictures of their vagina are online and then they have immediate regret. I think she's one of them. She loves me, by the way. It says here, I will never, ever listen to the Mike Calta show again if Ryan Hoppy came back on board. Dizzy for mayor is the only choice. Not that my opinion carries a lot of weight. Well, it doesn't. You have 222 followers. But I am not alone in this. There will be riots in the streets. CMG insurrection coming. All right. Sounds fun. Let's argue over morning radio in 2024. Trust me, I love radio. I listen to morning radio. But those super fans that freak out over it, it's like, relax. If I did come back, you would have to listen. If I didn't come back, you won't have to listen. You know, she's one of those girls that, like, you know, dates a guy, kind of gets into him. But then at work, there's that bad boy that she sleeps with. And then she loses the good guy. And she's like, why did I have to go with the bad guy? It's like, because I had a bad father. All right, here's the deal, folks. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. And get into the content. So that was a little bit of my life. What it's like going through my inbox, getting messages from former OnlyFans stars. But guess what? You can always call me, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Hang on.
HoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Nigga, I'm just playing with you.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustler, chasing that meal.
Right.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll
one-way hustlers, chasing that meal.
On the block, bang, bang, boogie. I'm the candy man with a bag full of goodies. Oh, but these ain't for the children. These for them smokers behind the building. Damn, getting money is a hell of a feeling. If you ain't stacking chips, what's the point of dealing? You don't hear me cry about dollars. If it's money in the street, then it's money in my wallet. They say it's all about the money and the power. So cop the weed and a whole lot of power. You made it in a week and I made it in an hour. I roll with killers and you roll with cowards. Dark City is dangerous, and it ain't too many niggas that scared to bust. But niggas know they can't play with us, and them out of towners know they can't play with us. Cause
my hood ain't Beverly Hills.
Now
come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah,
come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers, chasing that meal. My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
Now
come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah,
come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers, chasing that meal.
And my heart, they get it cracking, homie. Yeah. Sue gets it on me. Red. Hood version of Axel Foley. Round the way, them cats is hungry. Yeah. They bust clips and they don't fuck with the rats or police. Don't act like you bamers know me. Nope. You're wrong. We can't get along like Shaq and Kobe. Woo. All I do is sit back and blow trees. So you know my four favorite words. It is acid, drugs, please. This youngin's running with a rack of OGs. It's a cold world, so we have to hold heat. Woo. Keep talking, I'll leave your ass with no seat. Have you running home like that bastard stole me? Why shoot you? My man to clap you for me. Had your shirt looking like you spilled ravioli. You got a problem? Man, I smash the whole beef and make it to the hood right back in one piece. Cause
my hood ain't Beverly Hills.
Nah.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers, chasing that meal. My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yeah.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers, chasing that meal.
See, I'm an alley cat, avoid hood rats. A one-track mind, homie, making that paper stack. You disrespect anyway and get your head cracked. And after the yellow tape gone, homie, I'm right back. See, in my hood, we cook that cocaine proper. At the table, mass on, cutting dope like a doctor. Old heads work the handguns while youngers work choppers. If your girl getting money, why the hell you won't stop her, huh? I bet not catch her talking to coppers. Cause if I do my hood hot, and I'm a hood hopper. I'm uptown now on First and T. Got the coke on the one way and the dope in the alley. Hanging with youngins that kill like they from Cali. They natural born with it, they like Mickey and Mallory. I don't hate them, I just put them on salary. Tell them Merc any clown in the club that's smiling at me.
Cause my hood ain't Beverly Hills. Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
What up?
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way hustlers, chasing that meal.
Oh, sure.
My hood ain't Beverly Hills.
No.
Come in the alley, you'll see what's real.
Yep.
Come with enough, we'll cut you a deal. We the one-way
air horn time. Oh, sure. What do I think of my haters? Fuck you. This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra 9. You love how I go from going, sounding like I'm having a stroke while saying, to all of a sudden doing a normal live read. Those are the normal behaviors of Hoppy Hour. If you go to mitra-9.com and at checkout, you use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, you can save 20% on the best kava and create them around.
Most morning radio is scripted. Did you know most morning radio is scripted? Well, Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is not.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened
listen to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah.
News and jokes together.
Oh, sure.
Make your mornings bright.
Got it.
Live with Ryan Hoppy. We're setting things just right. Hoppy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy.
Yeah.
We'll make your morning clear.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can only email me at ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I'm on this Delta 8 edible. If you want the best Delta 8 edibles, go to Sitco on Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. It's all legal. And my good friend Christina runs the place. It's so good. And she's a listener. So I want to give her a shout out. There you go, Christina. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And tell every single person that goes to that Sitco about Happy Hour.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
What do we want to begin with? Let's talk about Anderson Cooper making it about him when people lose power and lost their lives. But hey, Anderson Cooper got hit by debris.
This is the winds have really picked up.
Anderson Cooper risked his life to bring us coverage of Hurricane Milton.
Oh, really? Did he really risk his life? I'm sure they had the best little bunker ever. I love how the whole country thinks it's such a big deal when a news reporters come here. Like the hurricane was very bad. All the power's back on. But my aunt told me that the way they cover it up north in Chicago, because I talked to her today, my auntie Joanne and Uncle Phil, love you guys. And she told me that like everybody acts like it's doomsday up there. And it was doomsday, but like not everywhere is wrecked. So, you know, from the outside, if you don't live in Florida, Anderson Cooper looks like a hero. But in reality, he's a cloud chasing imbecile.
He was in Siesta Key, Florida, on a pier by the raging, surging Manatee River. Water's washing over, wind is whipping, and as
it's so weird seeing Tampa Bay, you know, national. It's always just Tampa Bay that talks about Tampa Bay. It's so weird seeing like where I live, like internationally covered. You know what I'm saying?
Reporting a chunk of debris smacks him right in the face.
Turn to pour over. If you look at the ground, whoa. Okay. That wasn't good.
But he finished his report. You know, these reporters risking their lives.
Ah, whatever. Someone slapped you across the face. You know, Anderson Cooper is used to having things slap him across the face.
I have to cover these storms. It takes a certain kind of person to do that.
Oh, wow. You guys are so brave. You know, the way you exploit lives on TMZ for shows like Happy Hour to cover?
I don't get it.
What do you mean? This was your whole bit back in the day.
There is a serious problem here, folks. It doesn't seem particularly safe for the residents. But
it shows Harvey Levin in the 90s.
When I did it, when I was a local reporter.
A little twink.
I got criticized. It
was, you were so over the top, the Los Angeles Times wrote an article called The Raging Torrent of Harvey Levin.
I know Harvey's a piece of garbage, but I love me some Harvey Levin.
And here's my favorite part of this article. Hold on. It swirled, it foamed, it raged, it cascaded, it surged, it gushed, it overflowed, it overwhelmed. It was a wild, unstoppable torrent. And that was only Harvey Levin's mouth.
Oh, wow. That is like the perfect way to describe Harvey Levin. I would say 856-49-HOPPY. Now, that's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Gypsy Rose really bothers me because Gypsy Rose is the type of girl that gets her mom killed. So she's a psychopath and she cheats on her boyfriend Ryan Anderson with this other guy. And now she's giving advice to the Menendez brothers saying that they should get therapy, which is honestly good advice. Here is Gypsy Rose at the airport via TMZ. As it shows her walking up to the gate to check in, and she has all of this to say.
All right, look, I've got it. How's her pregnancy going?
Good.
You're glowing.
That is the movie Idiocracy, the fact that Gypsy Rose is pregnant. I know so many responsible millennials that can't have kids because it's hard. And then Gypsy Rose just pops them out.
It's good. It looks really good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah, feeling good?
I'm feeling really good, yeah.
All right, all right. You guys getting renewed for another season of Lifetime? Can you say?
I don't think we're at liberty to say yet.
Has there ever been a time whenever a reality star has been asked about something in public that they spoiled it? Like, I don't even know why, with the time you have, why the paparazzi ask them for, like, inside info, because that would go against their contract. It's like, with the amount of time you have to cover somebody, ask them things that will actually be answered, dummy.
Yes.
Okay. You know something? I can read between the lines on that. Yet, biggest, one of the biggest stories in the world right now, the Menendez brothers. Have you been following that at all, or?
Not a whole lot.
You know, I'm kind of dealing with this whole thing of being pregnant with a guy that I cheated on my husband with.
I'm not very educated in their case or anything.
You could just say this.
So
right here. You don't even need to say the other words.
I'm not very educated.
Yeah, we know you're not very educated. You tried to get your mom killed. You could have just left it at that, and the clip would have just gone, and a TMZ video would have been over with. This is all you needed to say, Gypsy. You said enough.
Not a whole lot. I'm not very educated.
You admitted it. You're not very educated.
In their case or anything.
So they essentially went to prison for murdering their parents, and nobody denies that they did it, but it's coming out, and it's pretty credible. A lot of people feel that they were abused by their parents. So now the DA is reviewing their case and they're possibly going to get released. And I kind of wanted your opinion on that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I really can't speak on the specifics of that case.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going on because you're busy being a father or being a mom with a kid in your tummy. Mm-hmm.
I'm not really educated in that case, but I will say that I'm an advocate for abuse victims in general, and I'm all about prison reform. So
if that happened, though, if their parents did abuse them, I mean, do you support their release, you think?
Well, I don't think either of us are educated enough on the subject.
Hell yeah, finally the man chimes in to defend his girl.
Sure.
You ruined a relationship. You might as well provide something and defend your girl soon enough.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Ken. You know, I think that, you know, if their case is being reviewed, then...
Listen to me. To the paparazzi and people that go out there, you notice how the Cash Me Outside video, the guy brought a microphone and the audio sounded great? If it would have been like, or not Cash Me Outside, Hawk Toa, that guy had a microphone to make it sound good. This right here is somebody recording off of their phone. Bro, bring a portable mic, the whole background of the airport. Listen, aisle 5, go to aisle. Listen to that. There's like talking in the background. It's like, dude, I can't hear her.
And, you know, hopefully something can be done. You know, I think that, you know, abuse victims need to be advocated for more.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian actually supported that. And she defended that. And, you know, she's supporting their release. I mean, she's gotten some serious pushback, you know? You don't think that that's fair at all? And
I mean, Kim is hard to say. Woman. Kim is a wise woman.
She is.
She makes good decisions.
Yeah, so she's saying that she's going to copy her and make a sex tape?
She is.
In her prison reform era, okay. I think she's doing good in that era.
All right. I've had enough of this background noise. And the guy, her man's looking there like, oh my goodness. Will we just have our time to walk away? Like, the dude looked like he could not wait for it to be over with. Mm-hmm. 856-4900. I saw this on the St. Petersburg Reddit. Hurricane Milton knocked down the roof of Tropicana Field, and you can buy a patch of it for $60 or best offer on eBay. What type of a scumbag loser do you have to be selling the roof of Tropicana Field? Mm-hmm. First of all, you shouldn't have been outside. And second of all, I'm not saying I would have felt not bad if somebody would have died while trying to grab a piece of the roof. I know you could have done it afterwards, but I'm sure people went out during the storm. It's like people take this hurricane as such a joke. I swear, if you are buying a piece of the roof, you are a part of the problem. Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the U.S. or the U.K. As long as you're listening to my show, that's all that matters. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Maybach music.
Mary Jane Flow, Mary Jane Flow, Mary Jane Flow,
that kush. I don't smoke no Reggie, I don't smoke no mid. I'm always fucking high, so much we might have kids. And why you babysitting the blunt? That's that shit I don't like. I'm looking for one of these bad bitches to come ride me like a turnpike on some real shit. I'm a pothead, please don't blow my high, man. Look into my eyes and it look like I'm from Thailand. I am smoking on that gas, light should be on Cinemax. Smoking on that OG and that double R, I'm real relaxed. I smoke so much kill, they call me killer. Man, I'm on that strong bodybuilder. Like that shit and pass it. My white girl on that acid, but me, I'm on that kush. That kush. Don't you?
And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers.
Yeah,
Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers.
Don't play fuck with
me. And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush.
Mary Jane's flowers.
Bottle, big bubble bouquet. And by the look at my paint, man, it's a wonderful spray. Sucker tryna fuck my high up on a sucker free day. I told that sucker park your whip, cause this a sucker free lane. Harry Hoover, Hussein, kick ass weed, Wu-Tang. Bees for big on the Bentley, can't squeeze through lanes. Raw papers in Jamaica, eat some Aggie Roller Acre. I be hippie blitz, trippy sticks, activate the vapors. And this anthrax wax, give you asthma attacks. I'm a smoker, use a choker, gone and pass that back. Lighting weed, that's my dope style. Eyes lower than my profile. This will hit your lung, your cough, both out.
And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush.
Mary Jane's flowers.
And I got a big bouquet of Mary
Mary Jane's fly, fly, Mary Jane's fly, Mary Jane's fly.
Huh. Cushion the swisher, couldn't be sweeter. I'm talking P80 mine, the TAC off the meter. I spark them up in the theater. Clouds so thick, heavy on real estate. House your bitch, black bottle for boss. I'm burning like Biggie, Bob Marley and Ziggy. My niggas, we run the city. It's a very thin line, you can candy paint mine. All I want is Chevys and the best cush I can find. 60 in the bank, another 100 on my mind. When we started out with Reggie, we were barely getting dimes. We were barely getting dimes. Now all we fuck is dimes.
And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's fly, fly, Mary Jane's fly, Mary Jane's fly, fly. And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's fly, fly.
Oh, really?
Pass the weed, bro.
Jane's fly, I'm on that.
Oh, sure.
That kush,
got it.
That kush,
I heard you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're on that kush, are you, Lil Wayne? Little naughty boy.
That kush,
I don't know why I said that.
Nothing but that kush. We ain't smoking nothing but that kush. Don't pass it if it ain't that kush. That kush, that kush.
Listen, I'm the biggest Lil Wayne fan, but when he says he's only smoking the kush, that's not true. I literally saw him in 2017 at Janice Live, and he almost overdosed. I don't know why I was going to say updated. He almost overdosed on lean. So when you're saying you're only smoking kush, that's a lie.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they are the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words.
Now, something completely different.
Hey, this is Lex from the Lex and Terry Radio Network, and we are now ready to name our successor, Ryan Hoppy. Hey, this is Lex from the Lex and Terry Radio Network, and we're here to tell you, most of the young broadcasters suck.
You're juggling breakfast, emails, and that existential crisis, but don't worry, we've got your back. It's Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Sound like I'm climaxing. I'm not sure why. Oh, what's going on? Sing it, boys.
Ryan's tall like the sky.
Mm-hmm.
6'9", he's fly.
Oh, thank you.
From Chicago to the Bay.
We got hit by a hurricane.
In St. Pete, he'll stay.
Especially St. Pete.
Talk of love and fame. Dating life's his game.
Oh, it is.
News on stars he spills.
Oh, really? What's going on?
With laughter fills. Happy hour, all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Rich and Ely. Take a seat.
Yeah, bitch.
Ryan's got the groove. Hoppy Hour makes you move.
Oh, what's going on?
A cat by his side.
Meow.
In Florida they reside.
856-49-HOPPY.
That's
856-494-6773.
Green.
You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Watch this. I'm going to hit the post. Look at that bitch. It's like I've been doing this for 12 years.
Take a seat. Ryan's got the groove. Happy Hour makes you move.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
What? the hell is going on with Nick Cannon trying to make himself look innocent from going to Diddy parties? You should be more focused on hanging out with your 12 kids that are in different parts of Los Angeles so you never see them. That should be a little more of your focus than going on the Breakfast Club.
I've even been at one when I was a kid, like 16, 17.
That's the new thing that all the shows are doing, is they're having these celebrities on, like, that are like, yeah, you know, I went to a Diddy party, but I didn't do anything. It's like, shut up.
I live my truth.
It looks like Nick Cannon was on Diddy's guest list. During the October 11th episode of The Breakfast Club, Nick admits he started going to parties hosted by Sean Diddy Combs when he was just a teenager.
That kind of makes sense because he's very sexual. He loves women and he surrounds himself with women and he's knocked up a lot of women. And a lot of times when you work on big shows, I can tell you this through radio, that have girls around that are very dirty, that are very sexual, it makes you a slut. And this just in, Nick Cannon is a slut.
In L.A., he was doing them, like, every week. But I don't know about the crazy stuff. It was just, like...
I've even been at one when I was a kid, like, 16, 17.
Come on.
I live my truth.
And Nick, who as an adult has been photographed attending several parties hosted by Diddy, including one a couple of years ago in Los Angeles, says he has nothing to hide. And was
he's saying that because he probably got the evidence... You know, erased.
He's always sober at the...
So now he's in the clear. You know they have a lot of fixers that they get that they go, yo, go to his house and go through his hard drive.
The events.
Everybody gets scared to talk because they probably got something to hide. I ain't got nothing to hide.
I don't have nothing to hide.
I was in there Harlem shaking, doing all
of hell yeah.
All that stuff, but it wasn't... Come on, whatever.
Whatever. I got non-kids. Whatever. I'm busy going on stupid radio shows. Whatever.
We are classifying a good party with a freak off.
I just think it's hilarious. Who was drinking brown?
I love me some Charlemagne. He came on my podcast 8 years ago, and then I saw him at a radio convention like 6 years ago in 2018 at the Morning Show Boot Camp, and he goes, damn, you tall as hell. I'm like, hell yeah, I am Charlemagne. He's a little thing.
Who was drinking brown dot Ciroc? Let us know. That brown dot Ciroc.
But see, that's the thing. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. So I was like, I don't know all that.
They was at a Diddy party sober?
I'm in my life sober. Oh. I've never been drunk in my life.
Yeah, Nick Cannon doesn't seem like he parties or does anything. He seems like sex is his drug.
The three-time Grammy winner is currently sitting in prison awaiting a May 2025 trial on federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges.
Yeah, it's got to be weird for Diddy. Like, you're used to having caviar and whatever the hell you can have at any time because you have access to everything. And now you're in, like, the worst prison. Karma, bitch.
Diddy, who has pleaded not guilty in the case, is accused of using his companies to transport sex workers to participate in recorded sex performances. However, Nick isn't the first celeb to speak out about being at the now infamous get-togethers. Last month, comedian Jeff Wittick spoke about attending one of Diddy's freak-off parties around 2010 in Miami during the September 29th episode of his podcast, Jeff FM.
It's very weird. I've been to parties before with people that I've worked with, and it's very weird when you see... How do I word this? There's the persona of what you see if you're consuming a radio show, an audiobook, a movie, a TV show, anything. It could be a local weatherman. It could be a newspaper article writer if you're an old school person. It doesn't matter what age you are. It could be an old-time radio show host from 90 years ago. It could be Jersey Shore. But there's two versions of people. There is the version of what you see, what they portray with the creative work they put out. And then there's the self of them at parties cheating on their wives. And I bet for a lot of these young artists like Justin Bieber, Usher, it had to be weird at age 16. You see these people like Diddy out and about with Kim Porter at a party and they look like a happy marriage. And then Diddy's in the closet hooking up with Meek Mill. It has to kind of mess you up a little bit.
That I had been to a Diddy party. Mm-hmm. Actually, I swear, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I actually went to a Diddy lingerie sex party free.
Whoa, bro. That's so crazy. Making it about you, Jeff M.
Freak off party in Miami at a mansion. It was like 8 stories high, and it just...
All right, you're putting me to sleep. 856 49 Hoppy. Yeah, I kind of like snuck into this party. That's what I used to do in high school, though. I never got the formal invite to parties. People would just be like, yo, come to this address. And I'd walk through the back and I'd start drinking everyone else's beer and their pizza. There's this one memory I want to erase from my brain, but it kind of was like something I suppressed. You know, when you do something embarrassing when you're in high school and you kind of act like it never happened, but then like sometime you think about it. It's like June or July 2013. I got invited to this kid's house in Des Plaines, Illinois. I lived in Arlington Heights, so it was like 2 towns over. And we were like 19. All my friends were home from their freshman year of college. And we were drinking at this house. And all the houses looked alike because... It was a residential neighborhood, and you know how houses all look alike. All the houses looked like the house that like Roseanne lived in, or maybe Al Bundy lived in and Married with Children, or The Middle, or Malcolm in the Middle, the type of Midwest house with a basement, a second floor, just very basic. And we were going outside and we were like playing, like, as they call it up there, bags. Down here it's cornhole. And I had to go to the bathroom. So I went to go pee in the woods for some reason. And I walked into someone else's house, and I don't remember. And then we all hid, because this is like before cameras in an apartment or whatever. And I remember being in someone's living room, and they're like, ah! And then I'm like, oh, I'm at the wrong place. And then I hid, and then like cops were circling the neighborhood, and we somehow got away with it. And then I was never invited to a party again. And I was like, yeah, I can accept that. Hoppy, just giving you my trauma and my lame decisions I've made. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the U.S. or the U.K. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Do not touch that radio dial or that streaming device, however the hell you're listening. We'll be right back. Hang on.
HappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Hey. What it is? I go by the name Solo. And I got a new dance for the Midwest.
The Associates.
We call this here the chicken wine.
I don't do no bird walk, I do my chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
I don't do no stanky leg, I do my
chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
Chicken wine.
I don't do no bird walk, no, I do my chicken wine. Put that thing up on the floor, cause block gon' smash up in this thing. Shorty over there, she getting it, man. Shorty over there, she getting it too. Right hand up while your left leg down. Little mama, show me what that booty do. But you can't do it like me, hell no. But you can't do it like her, hell no. But you can't do the chicken wing like me in the VIP when the DJ turn this sound.
I don't do no bird walk, I do my
chicken wing. Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken
wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
I don't do no stanky leg, I do my
chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
I don't do no bird walk, I do my
chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
I don't do no stanky leg, I do my
chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
Chicken
wing. When I'm in a club, you know I do my chicken wing. I love doing my chicken wing like I love eating chicken wing. First you take your wife. right leg, then you start to wiggle. Start to wiggle, you take your arms, move them around just like a chick. Just like a now you make a circle when your legs get to wobbling. And then you feel the bass, then your head start to knock. Chicken wine. I don't do no bird walk, I do my chicken wine. Chicken wine. Chicken wine. Chicken wine. Chicken wine. Chicken wine. I don't do no stanky leg, I do my chicken wine. Chicken wine. Chicken wine. Chicken wine. Chicken wine. Chicken wine. I don't do no bird. Walk, I do my chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine. I don't do no stanky leg, I do my chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine. Yeah, you know my name, yeah. Solo in this thing, solo. I do my thing, I make it bang, I do my chicken wine.
That's right.
I'm gone off that Bacardi, I feel it in my body. When the song come on, shorty gon' get gone, let's get loose in this party. Go right, to the left, to the left, to the right. Go up, not down, turn around, that's right. Now pause for a second and just look up in the sky. Now do your jigging wine, that's how we don't do no bird walk, I do my chicken wine.
Got it.
Chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine. I don't do no stanky leg, I do my chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine. I don't do no bird walk, I do my chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine. I don't do no
DJ solo with chicken wang, chicken wang.
Chicken wine, chicken wine, chicken wine.
What is it?
You know what it is.
Oh, do I? We've had a lot of ranting so far. 47 minutes of ranting and throwbacks. So I think while I do this live read, we need to have a little bit of lo-fi. Even the rejoiner coming back, it'll be lo-fi. Because I've been so hyped up. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. Fortifeye.com. And at checkout, use keyword Ryan20, RYAN20, to save 20% on the best pre and post-workout in the game. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com and Rich Keeley Master Barbershop, 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard, and that's in Tampa. Also, you're looking for the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. That being WestchasePrinting.com, bro. Go there. Tell them you heard about it from me. And they will hook you up. Now, before we go back to the show, I want to have a little bit of a meditation session where we relax. If you're listening in Tampa, we're all a little tense from the hurricane. If you're listening in the Midwest, you're tense because you're living in the Midwest full of crime. If you're listening in the UK, I don't know. Hi, guys. But let's have a little meditation session. Mm-hmm. Just listen to the beat and we'll be right back. What's going on? Oh, sure. I'm so high on my edible. Even tomorrow, it's too late, babe. Even tomorrow. Oh, what's going on? Even I know a lot of my listeners are driving, so I don't want to make you crash the car if you haven't already, so we're going to move on.
And now, something completely different.
You could be doing anything else right now, but you're here with Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. We applaud your questionable life choices.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
This is
to Happy Hour. Time to laugh with Ryan's power. Wacky fun and silly jokes. Happy Hour loves its folks. Happy Hour. Happy Hour. With Ryan Happy. Yeah, he's the topper. Grab your drinks and join the crew. Crazy stories just for you. Ryan's here to make you grin. Let the happy fun begin. Happy Hour. Happy Hour. With Ryan Happy. Laughs are never sloppy. Got your popcorn, got your drink. Turn it up and don't you blink.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Happy Hours.
You can tweet at me.
Making smiles every
day. Ryan Happy Radio.
Fun around you.
You can always email me. RyanHappyRadio@gmail.com. Let's hit that beat. Oh, Joe Biden, you always make it about you. You narcissistic elderly boomer.
Now, Happy Hot Topic.
President Biden touring the devastation in Florida and Biden announcing $94 million in federal programs while hundreds of thousands of customers remain without power.
Listen, Joe Biden. All you did, I had friends that couldn't go to their house because you were near St. Pete Beach and everything was blocked off. And I had friends that were late for appointments and who were late for lunch. You literally were causing more problem by visiting us than actually visiting us. Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Victor Oquendo in Lakeland. Victor, good morning to you.
It's so weird hearing all these cities I live in on the map. Lakeland, home of a lot of meth.
Good morning, Whit. Hurricane Milton taking a toll on this Central Florida neighborhood. This home behind me, half of it swallowed by a giant sinkhole.
Here's the thing. Like, I know there's a lot of houses that lost their things. I completely get it. There's also a lot of places that are not hit. You should also show that because everybody up north thinks that the whole area was demolished. Again, a lot of people, including someone listening, might have lost something. And that sucks. I am so sorry. If you need help, hit me up. But not everybody lost things, and the news is making it look like it's just a third world country down here. Well, I mean, it is, but...
And if you look next door, the neighbor's house, it's on the verge of collapse, too. Mm. Over the weekend, President Biden touring the damage. And
am I in Miami or Tampa? We don't need you. You are blocking traffic, you douchebag.
Announcing $94 million in federal programs, meeting with state and local officials in St. Pete. Those search and rescue efforts, they are still taking place over the weekend.
Yeah.
Tornadoes and flooding, paralyzing cities, sand suffocating beach towns. More than 400,000 customers without power as crews work.
They were showing some people having to grab this woman from her house. All the 85-year-olds were like, I'm not going anywhere.
Around the clock, restoring the impacted communities.
Ah, oh, whatever. Then we have this nonsense right here. Oh, Kamala Harris, you're annoying.
Top stories that are breaking at 8, starting with a race for the White House. Vice President Harris released her medical records over the weekend.
Congrats. Was that so riveting, Kamala? Why aren't you visiting Florida? Do you realize you're pretty much not going to win the state, so you don't care? Why hasn't she visited? Just being honest. If you really want to be a politician for the people, Kamala, I love saying her name wrong. I know it's Kamala. But Kamala, if you really care about us, you'd be visiting.
Pressured former President Trump to do the same as both candidates hit battleground states. Let's go back to our chief White House correspondent, Mary Gross.
You got to have the chief correspondent, or then it's not a real response.
Good morning again, Mary.
Good morning again, Robin. Yeah, with just over 3 weeks until Election Day, Kamala Harris is now really trying to up the pressure on Donald Trump, criticizing him for not releasing his detailed medical records or agreeing to another debate. Question.
Okay. Donald Trump not wanting to release his medical records, I get it, but bro, Donald Trump's whole existence is, I'm smarter than you, I'm better than you, I got away with a lot of crimes in the past because there's no cell phone camera footage, and I hang out with Diddy, and I hang out with Epstein, and Weinstein, and everybody else, da-da-da-da-da. He's like always the smartest man in the room, but you don't want to do a second debate? If you're so great, Donald, you're like, oh, the media's against me when they ask questions. Well, then overcome the questions. If you're so smart, Trump, and this is coming from someone that's not voting. I don't like Trump, and I don't like Kamala, but Trump, you're a phony. You claim everybody else in the liberal media is afraid of the truth, and then you pussy out on a conference, on a debate.
His age and fitness for office. Now, both candidates continue to crisscross the battlegrounds. They'll be out in must-win Pennsylvania today.
All right, whatever. It's a visual, but I have to look at Kamala's stupid waving at everybody like a robot, even though she used to ruin marriages to get ahead. Oh, I can't stand her. 856-49-HAPPY. This is sad news.
This week, we highlight another life well lived. Nearly 80 years now after the end of World War II and the Holocaust that killed some 6 million European Jews, the TikTok generation has been learning about that dark history directly from a survivor.
My number is 18,572. That is what I was.
It's so crazy how that was a lifetime ago. Like, it wasn't that long ago.
I didn't call me. I wasn't of my name. We were not humans.
Lily Ebert, telling her story to a TikTok following of nearly 2 million people on an account created by her great-grandson.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, everybody. Have a nice weekend.
Ebert was 20 years old when she and her family were taken in the summer of 1944 from their home in German-occupied Hungary to the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp, where her mother and two siblings were killed.
It's so weird how there's like camera footage of the Holocaust. Like, I know 80 years ago was a long time ago, but that wasn't that long ago.
In April of 1945, Ebert and thousands of other Jewish prisoners were being led on a Nazi death march when they were rescued by American soldiers. After the war, Lily made her way across Europe before settling in Israel, where she met her husband and started a family. In 1967, they moved to London, where Lily made a life's work of keeping alive the story of the Holocaust.
What a beautiful woman.
She co-founded the Holocaust Survivors Center. She spoke at schools, and she wrote a best-selling memoir called Lily's Promise. Last year, King Charles III honored Lily by making her a member of the Order of the British Empire. During her time at Auschwitz, Lily kept hidden, at the risk of her life, a gold angel pendant given to her by her late mother. Lily had it for the rest of her life. Lily Ebert, a Holocaust survivor who lived the pledge to never forget, died on Wednesday at home in London. She was 100 years old.
Crazy. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
This morning, growing safety fears for government workers in Western North Carolina, supporting ongoing recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. According to the Washington Post, an urgent message was sent to numerous federal agencies on Saturday, warning FEMA has advised all federal responders in Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately, adding that National Guard troops had come across trucks of armed militia, saying they were out hunting FEMA. NBC News.
Loser.
Has not seen the email cited by the Post, and it's unclear whether the threat mentioned was seen as credible. North Carolina Republican Congressman Chuck Edwards addressing the reported threats on MSNBC.
We had two counties with folks reported with different militia groups attacking and a threat and threatening FEMA.
This gives me no hope for this world. COVID, I was like, oh my God, we're going to come together as a country. Then this happened. It's, I don't know. What are we doing?
In a statement to NBC News, FEMA writing in part.
Yeah, FEMA has a lot of flaws, but that's blame the people that are the head of FEMA, not the FEMA employees. They're just going by the rules.
The safety of our dedicated staff and disaster survivors we are helping, FEMA has made some operational adjustments. According to the agency, disaster recovery centers remained open, but at least two counties said FEMA staff would not appear at other planned locations Sunday, with officials in Ashe County saying the agency had paused their process as a precaution as they are assessing the threats.
That included a temporary halt on accepting some aid applications. The heightened tension with FEMA's response to Helene has been fueled in recent days by misinformation, amplified in part by former President Trump.
Thanks, buddy.
Kamala spent all her FEMA money, billions of dollars.
Fuck you, Trump.
On housing for illegal migrants.
The head of FEMA calling those claims categorically false and promising that the agency's work will not stop.
It doesn't deter us. We know what our mission is.
Asheville business owners like William Disson say it's a distraction and that more help is needed.
I want folks to know that the government is here. They're helping. I know we'd all like it to be a little faster, but also realizing that the devastation is just so vast and so immense that, you know, it's going to take time.
And getting access to clean running water in the area is still a priority, with tens of thousands of residents in western North Carolina still having no access to it. Meanwhile,
why is it always the poor people get like screwed and the rich get richer?
FEMA says that they will be back at those affected locations that happened over the weekend due to those reported threats.
All right. 856-49 Hoppy. There's this.
Now with our GMA cover story, parents in Texas demanding action after multiple employees at an elementary school allegedly gave sleeping aid patches containing melatonin to four-year-olds. Stephanie Ramos is here with more on this story.
I mean, I was on meds at age five because I was crazy, but that's because of my mom's choice.
Good morning to you, Steph.
Lara, good morning. It all came to light when a four-year-old returned home from preschool with a sticker. Her mom says the sticker looked suspicious, and when she started to do her research, she found the sticker was actually a sleeping patch containing melatonin for adults.
This morning, an investigation is underway at a Houston school after preschool teachers were accused of giving kids, quote, special stickers that are believed to be sleeping aids.
What a bunch of morons.
I had straight anxiety just thinking about what's going on with the school.
Last month, Lisa Luviano says her four-year-old daughter came home from school with a sticker that featured a moon and clouds.
It caught mine and dad's attention, and we asked, what did you say? And she said, it's a sleeping sticker. And I asked her, where do you get this? She's like, well, my teacher gives it to me for sleeping time.
It's so weird seeing parents that I would like date. Like, this girl talking is very attractive. And I'm like, wow, I'm old enough to be a parent, but I got a vasectomy. Look at me making it about me.
Luviano says she went to the school the next day to report the sticker she believes was melatonin, but claims her concerns weren't immediately addressed.
They said they were going to keep up with us, that they're here for us. 2 days later, she calls back. The teacher's still there.
The district telling ABC station KTRK the staff members in question were immediately removed from the classroom and placed on administrative leave pending an ongoing investigation by the Spring ISD Police Department.
This world has lost its mind. Mm-hmm. And then there's this nonsense story.
Kim Kardashian throws a pajama party on set of her new show.
When you got all the Diddy allegations coming to light. She likes to come. By the way, when all the Diddy allegations happen, all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, she's like, I need to have Northwest say a bunch of bombastic things and have pajama parties to take away the idea that we used to go to those parties and probably had sex with underage people.
The reality star, now turned actress, treats her co-star.
What's Kim Kardashian an actress in?
Stars Glenn Close and Niecy Nash Betts to some Skims PJs on the set of their new legal drama, All's Fair.
Oh, wow, riveting.
Niecy posts a picture of the trio all posing in their Skims sleepwear to her Instagram October 12th, captioning it. This is what happens when our leading lady, Kim Kardashian, gifts our cast Skims. It's a pajama party on the set of All's Fair with the icon Glenn Close.
Oh, wow. If the leader of your pack is Kim Kardashian, you have a problem. Here's this.
Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet step out for a pizza date in New York City.
You used to really see the Kardashians maybe 7 years ago. All the, I just combined like five of the names. You used to see Kylie and Kendall walking around Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be. And you used to see them walking around all the time. And I think as they've gotten older, they're a little more private because you never see them go out and about.
The couple is spotted having a romantic dinner date at the Little Charlie restaurant in NYC's West Village, October 12th. with the Italian eatery confirming Kylie and Timothy dined with them on their Instagram stories October 13th, writing, "This lovely couple came in the other night, and it's making some headlines." In photos and video posted to social media, the Kylie Cosmetics founder is seen wearing a white t-shirt with black pants while sitting across from Timothy, who opts for a light blue sweater with the hood pulled up for some...
Oh, wow. So they dressed up to go have a date. What a concept. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773. All right. I was going to continue with more news stories, but I need to take a quick breather. So we will be right back on Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Psychedelic.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. That is Kid Cudi with EPS, one of my favorite artists, if not my favorite of all time. How honest he is about mental health really inspires me. All right. I'm getting tired. I have pure exhaustion from the hurricane, but I want to keep up with the content, so let's go. Mm-hmm.
And now, something completely different.
Did you know Ryan Hoppy is bipolar? He loves it. No, he hates it. He loves it. No, he hates it. Get what we did there.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
All right. What's going on?
Hoppy Hour, wake the crowd.
Oh, really?
Mic's on fire, volume real loud. Ryan bringing heat like a summer sun. Morning show podcast, time for fun. Turn it up this Hoppy Hour. Ryan got that podcast power.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Coast to coast.
You can tweet at me. Yeah, Ryan Hoppy Radio. Can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I have pure exhaustion from this hurricane.
Never staying local.
Like last night was the first night I slept with air conditioning. My God, I will never take that for granted again. Also, something I won't ever take for granted is the days that we don't have to hear from Whoopi Goldberg. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I liked her radio show she had in the mid-2000s. It was on 93.9 WLIT in Chicago, and it was out of New York City. But since that, and since Sister Act and everything Whoopi Goldberg's ever done, I can't stand her.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
It's just like, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. All you do is talk, Whoopi, all the time.
As it turns out, I was filthy. I was filthy. And
Whoopi's talking about how Trump said she was dirty at a comedy show he did 20 years ago.
And stand on that fact. I have always.
Mm-hmm. Here's all the kiss-ass people in the crowd that are like, whatever you say is great, Whoopi. I'm a brainwashed liberal.
Ben Felder. And you knew that when you hired me. A headline, babe, at your casino, which I might have continued to play had you not run it into the ground.
Spicy.
Exactly. But he does that.
They're obsessed with Trump. They got nothing else to talk about besides kiss Kamala's ass. Half the mayors in the world have done that because she slept with a lot of people.
You know, listen. How dumb are you?
You're not any smarter, Whoopi. No one's going, oh my God, Whoopi Goldberg is a rocket scientist. She's so smart. Shut up. So irritating. Blah, blah, blah.
You hired me four times. Oh, you can go to William Morrison.
Yeah, because you used to be funny. Now you're just a washed up, brainwashed liberal hag. Mm-hmm. 856-49-HOPPY. I've had enough of her. Can't stand Whoopi Goldberg. Now, remember about 4 weeks ago, I bothered everybody like I usually do with my opinions when I said that Rob Schneider was a deadbeat dad and whatever. Well, here is a video that I'm going to load up of Rob Schneider's daughter out in public talking about her relationship with her father, and they claim everything's good. They're probably neutral. Like, you know, she can't stand him, but he's a little short narcissist. He doesn't mean anything.
So first, like, you know, we
got to ask you, right? We got to put it out there. If your dad actually apologized to you, would you be open to sitting down?
I already forgave my dad a really long time ago, and I'm just focusing on being a mom and being happy. It's our...
So stinking cute.
She's like, I'm too busy not being around that unfunny hack.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Wait, any cravings? Any cool cravings this time around?
All I want is mayo and cheese.
Mayo and cheese?
I know. Is that weird?
It's so gross. Imagine those dumps. 856. That was gross. But that's my show. 49 Hoppy. All right. Jake Paul is having some baby fever. Because, you know, Logan Paul just had a kid, and Jake Paul wants to have it with his speed skater girlfriend. This is the same move that Benny Blanco did on the Howard Stern show, where he's like, I want to have kids with Selena, essentially. And then Selena's like, I can't have kids. I don't think he knew that. Well, sometimes I feel like you kind of shoot yourself in the foot when you say it publicly. But here is Jake Paul.
When are you going to have a fucking kid?
Utah is on a delayed timeline here. Because of her sport, as soon as she's done,
I ain't gonna pull out
on her own terms. Then we're gonna pop out a giant baby.
I need equity.
They're gonna be superstar athletes. They might be like 6'8".
They'll be narcissistic personality disorder patients.
Mm-hmm. What sport would you want them to play?
I think the best is quarterback, but I feel like they're gonna want to box.
Yeah. Or what if they're like nerds or they don't agree with their gender? Kids aren't always who you all want them to be. What a day. Here is King Combs, Christian, Diddy's kid, at the club. Mm-hmm. There he is, pouring some liquor on a girl's boobs. If you're hanging out with the Diddy family, you're a loser, clout-chasing side chick.
Hi, Hector.
The kid looks like Diddy. I can't imagine having Diddy as a father. Those kids have no chance. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Here's this.
Julia Fox is opening up about her past, including reflecting on her brief relationship with Kanye West.
Oh, so now she's going to regret the relationship, even though she loved the fame it gave her. Because without that, she never would have been famous because she was barely known in the movie Uncut Gems. I love when women do this. They date the guy for clout. Not every woman, but they date the women that do this. Date the guy for clout. And then when they regret it, they're like, I didn't want to be with him. It's like, shut up. Shut up.
In an interview with UK's The Sunday Times, the Uncut Gems star admitted that she regrets her relationship with the artist. I regret that relationship so much. I hate it. It was only a few weeks, but enough to last me a lifetime. I was in probably the most uncomfortable position in my life, and that's saying a lot. I don't want to be known for being anyone's girlfriend.
So then make a movie. Do something creative. This is the same Kayla Nicole disease, Travis Kelce's ex. When you keep talking about your ex, that's your identity. If you don't want it to be your identity, write a book, create a podcast, make videos, do something.
She told the outlet. The TV host also noted that Kanye was insistent on showing off their relationship, which made her suspect that he was trying to get under the skin of his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian.
Duh, he's a sociopath. And he probably raped a girl, unfortunately. I love Kanye, but it's sad. He's a scumbag.
It wasn't my idea for it to go public. If anything, I was like, we should wait. And then boom, it was done behind my back.
Why would you trust Kanye? He's literally screwed over everyone he's ever hung out with. Why do you think he would be good to you? Like, that's what happens with love and relationships, is you think, okay, listen to me. This is how I'm going to describe it. If there's a trend of behavior that the person you're currently dating, who you're new with, so let's say this girl has a relationship, because I have a little bit of experience, has a relationship, and then each boyfriend, it ends with them not having sex with their boyfriend. And then it's never their fault. They're going to do that to you. Or if you're at a job and it's got a high turnover rate, whatever the problems were with the previous employees are going to be problems with you because it's the boss's fault. I don't know why Julia Fox thought I was going to be any different with her.
Mm-hmm. Realized pretty quickly I was being used as a pawn.
Duh.
The outlet noted claims that Julia had previously revealed in her memoir, Down the Drain, which was released in 2023. such as that Kanye would send a stylist to dress her in an outfit that he had pre-approved, that during one of their beginning dates, a photographer was also present, and that the rapper had sent pictures of the two of them together to Interview Magazine's editor, asking her to tell them how they met.
Oh, riveting. That comes with hanging out with the most famous rapper ever.
And changing her text when he didn't like what she wrote. Julia also spoke about her son's impact. I really credit my son for being...
She did a good job of keeping her son private. I didn't even know she had a kid. I'm going to give her that.
Act. I really credit my son for being my grounding force. It was like, I can't go down the spiral because no man, no matter how rich or famous, is worth 1 minute away from my child. She then reflected about that time in her life. I'm not about to hold a grudge and make my life miserable because I'm still angry about something. At some point, you have to forgive and move on because you think you're hurting the other person, but you're really just hurting yourself.
Sounds like Kayla Nicole could take some of that advice.
TikTok, clocks a joker playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. DHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, and now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speakers, silent vibe, coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy hour. Hoppy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy hour is now over.
Hoppy hour is now over.
Game over.